This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Amid the ongoing escalation between Israel and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in a disputed area along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted land. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, the Israeli Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in the Hamas attack rose to more than 300, with 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly Hamas attacks, the Israeli Defense Forces launched the operation, hitting 17 military compounds and four operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. In the flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll has risen to 32, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority, SDMA, has confirmed that 122 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A report received from Indo-Tibetan Border Police ITBP states that 56 civilians were rescued at Chungthang via zip line made by ITBP yesterday. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people have been rescued. Around 7,025 people have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to these flash floods, 13 bridges have been washed away. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra called on Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang at his official residence in Mintopgang this morning. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed extensively about the extent of damages caused by the disaster. The Chief Minister expressed his gratitude for the immediate release of the advance budget for NDRF and SDRF for the year 2023-24 to enable the state to carry out the relief and restoration work at the earliest. The Chief Minister also thanked the central leadership for constituting an inter-ministerial team comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, which is visiting Sikkim today to assess the extent of damage. Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of October. In a social media post, the airline said today that its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this period. Israel came under attack by Hamas militants yesterday, and since then both sides are engaged in fighting in which scores of people have been killed. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary unveiled the new IAF ensign today. He also presented the coveted unit citations to four IAF units, namely 16 Squadron, 142 Helicopter Unit, 901 Signal Unit and 3 Base Repair Depot for their exemplary contribution to the service. Meanwhile, air display is being held over the Sangam area in the Prayagraj. In the air display, more than 100 fighter and transport aircraft, including the Rafale fighter jets and helicopters from 10 air bases, will showcase the power of the Indian Air Force. Today is the last day of the 19th Asian Games being played in Hangzhou, China. The closing ceremony will be held later this evening. 12,407 athletes from 45 nations competed in 40 sports at the Games, which were delayed for a year due to COVID-19. With shiny new stadiums and crowds free to roam, spectators came from far and wide. In ICC Men's ODI World Cup Cricket, Australia were 140 for 7 wickets in 37 overs against India at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.